Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Holland Tunnel holiday decorations will get a bit of a makeover. Changes fueled by a viral video and even an online petition.
Well, covering this story for us on the Jersey side of the tunnel is our own Kevin Rincon. Kevin, what sort of changes are we looking at?
Well, Joe, just to refresh your memory, the tunnel has had three big ornaments for years, two wreaths and a tree. Spaced out evenly, they even light up at night. They look great, but they kind of distort the letters. One wreath is over the U, making it look like an O, and the tree is on the end. The Port Authority, after an online petition, started getting attention, launched their own public poll. Turns out 80% of people thought it's time to make things right, and the top suggestion was to move the tree over to the A and take down the wreath over the U that'll now be repurposed and moved to the Journal Square Path Station. These changes will start tonight. You'll see, in fact, that a couple of lanes closed down tonight as they try to bring down the wreath and move over the tree.
These decorations have been up for years. Why are they doing this now, Kevin?
Well, like most things nowadays, if enough people pay attention and demand change, they'll get it. Corey Wendell Speck, like a lot of us, saw the decorations and thought, that doesn't really make sense. His video got a lot of attention, so did his online petition, and some executives, in fact, at Port Authority decided to roll with it.
Kevin, you mentioned they're going to close a couple of lanes to move the decorations. They're going to do this overnight, not during the big rush hour, I hope.
Of course not. The two-lane closures expected around 10 o'clock tonight. They'll try to move down that wreath as quickly as possible, and then they'll move over the tree. Same kind of protocol when they put up these decorations.
All right. Thank you, Kevin Rincon, reporting live. You know what, Joe? Of all the stories we do all day today,
yes,
important stuff from around the world and around our area, this is the story that people are going to be talking about tonight, the story they'll remember that they heard on the radio.
But I'll bet you, Steve, people will have two interpretations of this story. Okay. And I won't go any farther than that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.